¿bien? Last time we referenced the comments of the Mishnah Berurah based on the Taz regarding Uvdin Dechol and using a Machteshes in the context of Tochein, and we noted that that may be an inexact usage of Uvdin Dechol, and maybe left off in that context, but that's enough of a segue to devote one shiur to the topic of Uvdin Dechol in general, which has come up tangentially in some of the Malachas that we already addressed. So I'll try to create a framework for evaluating Uvdin Dechol. As we'll see, it's a little bit confusing to find common denominators between the examples that the Gemara has, where either the Gemara invokes the lashon of Shalayasa Kedarash Yosem Bechol of Uvdin Dechol, or the Rishon invoke it. I'll try to see what is common and what ends up being a source of confusion even when all the dust settles. I took out of the library this relatively recently published sefer, Uvdin Dechol. See what he has to say about this. A Rabbi Tzuriel Ochion from Elad. So we'll quote a couple of things that he says as we go on as well. The Mishnah on the Daf Kuf Mem Gimel on the dates. Chavis Shenishpara Matilin Himen Mazam Gimel Seudos. If a barrel breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to save 3 meals worth of food. As long as you don't sponge it up. Says Rashi, so you have this barrel of wine that breaks, so you can't put a sponge where the wine is, in order to have it absorb the wine and then squeeze it back or drip it back into the kli, lest you come to stita. Says the Gemara, Tano, lo yisbog v'yayin, lo yitapeach v'shem. You're not allowed to squeeze wine in this context, where you have a chavis shenishpara, lo yitapeach v'shem, and you can't dab oil. Shelo yasa kedera shivosa b'chol. Here the Gemara has this phrase, Shalayasa Kederach Shalosa Bechol, not to do it the way you do it in the week, during the week. Says Rashi, V'yitapeach, Machnis bo kapo v'ashem nidbak ba, u'mekancho v'sfas hakli, v'asrua mishum uvdin dechol. If you're going to stick in your sleeve and then you're going to wipe it on the kli, that's a problem of Uvdin Dechol. So the Rizvah here notes, Rashi, if you read Rashi carefully, only uses the term Uvdin Dechol in the context of Lo Yitapeach v'Shemen, but not in the context of Lo Yisbo v'Yayin. The Mishnah had the lot of Shiloh Yisbog, and there Rashi explains that that's a Zera, you may come to Sita. So to wipe it up, that's a Zera to Sita. And when the Gemara says, Lo Yisbog, I'm the Lo Yitab, after Shem, and Shiloh Yasa, Gedera Shiloh Sibachol, which was Medayak and Rashi, Rashi's understanding that the Shiloh Yasa, Gedera Shiloh Sibachol is only modifying the Lo Yitapeah. That's where we have a context of Uvdin Dechol, as opposed to the Vashal Yisbog, where that's Xera Atu Schita. Okay, so hold on to that observation for a moment. And let's just note the other context in which the Gemara invokes this kind of a lashon of Shelo Yasa Kedera Shelo Sibachol, and then try to find some common denominator between them in application and what the concern of Shelo Yasa Kedera Shelo Sibachol is. So the Gemara has Andav Kuf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. About 7 lines in the long lines. This is about Mol and Melilos. So we had reference to Gemara at the beginning of the year. So you're allowed to be Mol and Melilos at the top of your fingers to rub the kernels. As long as you don't do it in large quantity, as you do it during the week. Okay, so that's another Kedera Shu Osa B'chol. Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So this is in the context of certain things that are done lirifua. The Gemara has about 7 or 8 lines and the long lines and the two dots. Sakhanu umne mashmashin. Tanar banan, sakhanu mashmashin b'nei ayin b'shabbos. You're allowed to apply oil and to rub in the stomach area on Shabbos. Ubavad, shalayasak derashos b'chol, as long as you're going to do it during the normal weekday, in the normal weekday fashion. Hechi avid. Chanina Amar Safa Chachmim Mashmish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Safa Mashmish, Bavas Akas. But though that my focus is, what is the Shalom Kedera Shu Osa Bechol? And my focus is, what's the norm? And the Shabbos, you have to do it in a way that is different than the norm. Okay, so that's another example of Shalayasa Kedera Shu Osa Bechol. Then, Kuf Lam Zayin Mabez, the Mishnah already saw, beginning of Perek Holin. Blazer Omer Tolin is a Mishamaris Beyantiv, and Osin Lutli Beshabis. Becham Omer A Tolin is a Mishamaris Beyantiv, and Osin Lutli Beshabis, and Osin Lutli Beyantiv. So this we discussed in the context of Mishamer and Merakeid. Machlokas Tanayim about using a already hung a strainer on Shabbos to strain wine and separate that from the sediment. Says the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud, Ibailahu Talamai, it's according to the Chachamim that you're not allowed to hang it up on Yontiv, even on Yontiv. What happens if you did hang it up? Amr of Yosef Tala Chayiv Chatas, right? You can't even hang it on Yontiv, you definitely can't hang it on Shabbos. So Yosef says, Chayiv Chatas, somebody by Elmiata Tala Kuza Besichsa Hachanami de Mechayiv. Amr Abaye, no, we're not talking about Mlacha de Raisa, Vidra Abanon he, Shelo Yasa Gederech, Shu Ose Bechol. Says Rashi, El Abai, Amr Abaye, Vidra Abanon, Kasi Lachachamim, No, the reason that the Rabbanim say you're not allowed to hang the Mishameres on Yontiv and definitely on Shabbos is we don't allow you to do something in a fashion that is Uvda Dachol. We don't allow you to hang it up. That would be a violation of Uvda Dachol. And Rashi says the same thing on Kuf Lam and Tesam and Beis. Marim Adam Ala Mishameres, about 12, 15 short lines down. L'Rabban of the army, A Tolin of the Mishameres Beyantiv, Okim the time of Lamisham Ohel, Ala Misham Uvda Lachol. The reason that you can't hang the Mishameres on Yantiv is not because of a CS Ohel, rather it's because of Uvda Lachol. And then if you do it in a fashion of Harama, that's not a violation of Uvdin Dachol. Right, Rashi there, when he said, Nami Shemoel, that's against the Ramban. The Ramban assumes that the whole issue over here is one of Asiyas Oel, not one of Uvdin Dachol. The reason you're not allowed to hang up a Mishameres is because of Asiyas Oel. I, the Gemara, says it's only Dirabanan. Right? Elam Rabbi me Dirabanan. So the Rabban explains that we're talking about a Sisa Ol Dirabanan. We're talking about an Ol Arai. So we're not talking about a Malacha Daraisa Anyway, but the Lashon, the Ramban, so still, the Ramban is to contend, Midrabani, Shalom Yasik, Derisho, Sabachol. So the Gemara should have said, Midrabani, because it's all right. But why does the Gemara say, Shalom Yasik, Derisho, Sabachol? Says the Ramban, Velini, right? Dabaye, Mishom, Owl, Arai, Asrla. But Mishom, the Amr, Rav Yosef, Chay, Chatas, Amr, Iyu, the Laka, El, Shvus, Ba'alma. The Hainu Uvdin Dachal. The Hainu Masnisa, the Bai, the Tani Mishameris, Bahadi Kila, the Misham Olarai. So the Bain understands that Uvdin Dachal, Yasik Der Shosu Bachal, is a code word for Shvus, a code word for Dirabana. But this isn't a new category of Uvdin Dachal, it's a Dirabana, an application of a Bona, of a CSO. It's an Olarai, it's only Issa Dirabanan. But Shalayasik, Derash Yosef Bechol, somehow is a code word for an Isser Shvus. But that de-emphasizes the independent significance of Shalayasik, Derash Yosef Bechol. Shvus Ba'alma, Dahainu Uvdin, Dechol. And that's what, that's an Oval, that's the Ola right. Ad Igle Tal, Ma'amer Sifkaten Yud quotes this Ramban, and he points out that the Ramban that seems to equate Uvdin Dechol with Shvus is against the Ran in the beginning of the Masechta. The Ran in the beginning of the Masechta in the Sugya of Chatei B'Shvus Shetiska Chavercha and the story of Ridiyas HaPas, under what circumstances if someone puts in dough to an oven in such a way that if you leave it there it's going to result in him violating a Din D'oraisa, are you allowed to remove the dough in violation of your own Yisra D'Rabbanan to save the first guy from violating an Yisra D'oraisa? That's the sugya of Chatei Bishvil Shetiska Chavercha. And the Ran there has a line, the very bottom of Aleph Amud Beis B'Dape Harif. Uparak laharif. Nihi devadei hachihu d'ridiyas hapas d'tkiyas shofar lav shvus ninu. So the reason that we're potentially makel to allow ridiyas hapas under certain circumstances, or at least we entertain it, is because it's not a generic derabanan, it's not a normal shvus. But it's like Uvdin Dechol. And we only permit this kind of Uvdin Dechol under certain circumstances. Evil Kvod Shabbos, or Shelo Yavo Lidei Isser Skila. Right, so the Ran understands within the Rif, within the context of Ridiyas HaPas, which is not at all Sugya, that we only entertain allowing someone to remove the pas on Shabbos in violation of Ridiyas HaPas, because Ridiyas HaPas is a low-grade derabanan. It's not even a normal shvus. It's something lower than that. It's only Uvdin Dechol, and therefore lends itself to certain kulas. So that's what the Igle Tal points out. According to the Ramban here in Mishameres basically equates Uvdin Dechol with a generic shvus, and the Ran says that Uvdin Dechol is a lower category than a generic shvus. It's more kal than a regular derabban. And the same thing in the Ritva, Sukkah Mendez Amendez, Dibur Maskel Lushar Kol Hayamim. Mendez Amendez, Dibur Maskel Lushar Kol Hayamim in the Ritva. Ritva writes, so this is in reference to the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Mifanin, where the Mishnah tells us Andav Kuf Kav Vav Amidays Mifanin Afilu Arba Bachamish Kupal Sheltav Misheltvum Ne Orchim Ne Bittul Beis Hamedrash. So you're allowed to move a certain quantity of boxes or units of teven or tefua in order to make room for guests or to avoid bittul Beis HaMedrash. Okay, so this is Tirucha, this is Muksa. We'll get to the Tirucha element in a little bit. But the Ritva there, apropos to this that Mefanin writes, Sha'afa pi shavitul Beis HaMedrash v'achnasas orcha mitzvahs gedolos, even though in your list of mitzvahs, Hachnasas Orach and Mevitul Beis HaMedrash rank high on your list. Lo itiru b'nei mitzvahs elu ela tiltul heter v'davar she'en bo ela mishum uvdin l'chol. We're only willing to be matir that which is not inherently muksa. And the only reason that there's a restriction on moving them under normal circumstances is because of uvdin l'chol. Kedetanan mifan and afilu dal v'chamisha kubas v'nei orcha bittul beis hamedrash. V'tanan the end of Shabbos midivrei am lomanu shemodedin upokikin v'Shabbos. Right, that's the very last line in Mishnah Shabbos. It's when you learn Mishnah Shabbos with your kids, and it's you're very excited to finish 24 o'clock of Mishnah, and then your kid makes a siyum, so you realize that the last line in Mishnah Shabbos is the most difficult line in all of Mishnah Shabbos to explain. That the poke of the boat in the question of Shabbos, which is not for now. But, so that's what the Mishnah says, that you still sue that with the initial beginning of Mefanin. So the Mishnah understands that the Isser of Mefanin is because of Uvdin Dechol. And if it was regular muksa, we wouldn't have been mekel. So that also sounds like uvdin d'chol is something lower than your standard derbanan. Regular tiltul derbanan is a more generic. Regular tiltul muksa is a more generic. excuse me, iser derbanan, and that wouldn't have and afnasas orchim and bittul beis hamedrash wouldn't have been sufficient to be matir tiltul muksa. The only reason we're matir b'fan and dalid b'chamish kupos shel teven b'shel tfua is because it's only uvdin d'chol, and uvdin d'chol is a lower grade derabana. So that's what the Ibn Tal points out. The Ran and the Alf and the Rif, the Ritva there in Sukkah, seems to be against the Ramban. The Ramban sounds like he's equating uvdin d'chol with a generic, regular, higher grade shvos. And the Rabban and the Ran have a hierarchy where it ranks lower. The Ran as well in Chidushim, or the Shita L'Ran, Yuchas L'Ran, Divar Maskel Ella Me'ata, there on Kuflam Zayin. Uparak Abaye, Dim Tala L'Chachamim Lecha Chiv Chatas, Ella Yisura D'Rabbanan, Umishum Oval Arai, Ella de Mishum de Loshayach Baha Filu Ola Rai, Asmuchua Uvdin de Chol, Umishum de Rara de Isser Ola. Umistabra de Bechol Makam de Naka Mishum Uvdin de Chol, Kil Isurayim Shabbos. So the Ran there also says it doesn't even rise to the level of Ola Rai, so the next step down, Nakas Darga is Uvdin de Chol. So Uvdin de Chol is kill isurayim mishabis, which means kill isurayim from even a generic shvas, and that's a step lower. That's the Shita L'Ran, the Vyuchas L'Ran. First we go to the Ran Daf Erif, and Daf Aleph, and the second beginning of the Sefta, and now we just go to the Ran in Kuf Lamed Zayin, in the Shita L'Ran. Okay, so, yeah, so according to the Ran, sandwich is Aser because of the Chol is more Kal than a regular Shvus, which is why you can be makel according to the Ran under certain circumstances in Rediya Sapas. Why, according to the Ritva, we're makel on Mefan and Dalim Hei Kupos Mishum Bittol Beis HaMedrash. You get that impression from the Ritva that we started with as well, right? The Ritva that explains that Rashi only made his comment of Uvdin Dechol in the context of Chavis Shenishpura by Yitapeach B'Shem as opposed to Yisbog B'Yayin. It sounds like Yisbog B'Yayin, that's Aser Atu Skita. So that's a regular Shvas. And it's only where you can't rank something as a regular Shvas that the fallback option is Uvdin Dechol. So Yitapeach B'Shem, and there's no way of explaining that as Atu Schita, so that we ask him Yishum Uvdin Dechol. But if you can explain something Shilah Yisbab Atu Schita, then that's better, that's more Chamor than Uvdin Dechol, and then you don't come on to Uvdin Dechol. Yeah.
So is there a difference between the Ritva and the Ram? Just understanding
them
now?
No, I don't think so. And then there's another Rashi that sounds like that as well. Rashi and Daf Kuf Lamed Tes on the days. The Gemara says 7-8 lines from the bottom. Misanin in Esayayim Besudrin. You're allowed to filter wine with a sudr. Right, that's what we discussed, that's a lower grade kind of a filter. Amar of Shishe, Simi Brachia, Bavad Shal Yasaguma. As long as you don't make a indentation out of the sudr. You don't shape the sudr in such a way that there's a guma there. It says Rashi, Shalayas a guma min a sudr, the fiat kli, ki uvda dechol. Inami asi lidei schita. So what's the concern? Either it's uvda dechol, or it's asi lidei schita. But these are two different considerations that don't overlap. You can't have both. Uvdin Dechol is not the same as Asim Lidei Shchita. These are two separate considerations. So again, you get the impression that it's either or, and one potentially is more chamor than the other. So you have to figure out to what degree does the Ramban argue on this approach. Meaning in the Ritva and the Ran, it's pretty clear that there's a hierarchy of the Rabbanans. There's a generic Shvus, and there's a lower level Uvdin Dechol. The Ramban said that Uvdin Dechol is basically a Shvus, so how strong is that disagreement? You have to figure out how you see the Ramban. But again, the Ritva and the Ran have this two-tiered system of the Rabbanans, and there may be mashmoyos, as we noted, that Rashi could fit into that as well. The Rambam,
I recall the Rashi and Kuftaf Pesmet Aleph sounded more like the Ramban, because he connected it to Tochen.
Which Rashi?
Ramasto Shalyan, Shalyan Yukdom Bekli.
Yeah. Kedarachol.
And this is Kedabra and Hagman Parmsoka Dami the Tochen, right? It sounds to say like of the whole is similar to Tochen, which more along the lines of the Ramban.
Well, no, he doesn't say Atu Tochein or Xerim Yishum Tochein.
Right, so that's more like the Ramban. Like the Ramban says, only the whole means is like Malacha. Malacha means the Ramban. In this Rashi, that's what it sounds like this Rashi is saying. That's Tomi Lo Tochein.
Thank you. Okay, I hear. Okay, noted. Shrug. In the Rambam, the Rambam seems remarkably consistent that wherever the Rambam identifies something as uvdin d'chol, and definitely in those examples where Gemara uses the term kedasho asa b'chol, the Rambam clearly associates that with a seira d'rabbanan unto a specific malacha. In every case of uvdin d'chol, perhaps with one exception, which we'll see, is because of a gzeira unto a specific malacha. And this is reflected in the Chuvas HaRambam. Chuvas HaRambam, Maduras Blau, Simon Shin Vav, that the Korban Nesanel quotes some of here at the beginning of Paratolin. So if you want to take a look at it there, if you don't have the Chuvas HaRambam in front of you. But I'll read from what I have. Chuvas HaRambam, Simon Shin Vav, Blau edition. The Korban Nesanel goes from a Rambam B. Geras, but we have it in one of our collections of Chuvas HaRambam. Vinei lamadata she'iser mi d'rabbanan hu tliyas ha-mishameres lefish ha-mishameres osa malacha v'chayis kilo. So using a mishameres in and of itself could potentially result in a malacha d'raisa. Lefikach asir tliyasa, and that's why we asired hagni mishameres. Uduk basar minan shelo yasa gideru shuosu b'chol. Aval tliyas hakuz v'amitz nefes v'chayosi behen muter lefisha ein osin behen malacha shachayavin halaskila. So the reason you can't hang a mishameres is because use of mishameres would be a malacha deraisa. So to hang something that could result in malacha deraisa, that's uvdin d'chol. But if it's something that in a worst case scenario would only result in malacha derabanan, a kind of kli that would not be mishamer or boer or Meraki Daraisa, so then there's no Isser of Uvdin D'chol in hanging it up. Because, says the Rambam, if you would be bothered by Uvdin D'chol more broadly, Imkein lo yochol gderushu ochol b'chol, then you'd have to say that you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos the way you eat during the week. Lo yasei gderushu meisa b'chol, you can't recline on Shabbos the way you recline during the week. Says Davar Baruch Hula Mevin She'ena Tamotzei LaOlam Dvarim She'asu Chachamim Mishum Shalayasek Derushu Asa B'chol. So there's no objective inherent value to avoiding doing things the way you do them during the week per se. It's not that it's true. Rambam doesn't dispute Lo Yehi Lucha B'Shabeski Lucha B'chol Diborcha B'Shabeski Diborcha B'chol etc. But we don't take that to the extreme. The only time we're concerned about uvdin d'chol shelo yasek k'derech shelo s'b'chol is if doing so could potentially lead to a malacha d'araisa. So, yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam by Moksa say the whole point is that Meisham should be distinct?
Doesn't the Rambam
by Moksa?
Right.
The whole reason, is that contradiction to this, or is that
no, that's again, that's what I'm saying. The Rambam doesn't mean that the Rambam doesn't deny the lo yilucha b'shabbes kilucha b'chol, etc. The Rambam doesn't deny, especially given that the formulation in the beginning of Parakat Beis is very Ramban like, at least as we saw together one of the possibilities in the Magen Mishnah of the general Tishbos notion. So the Rambam doesn't dispute any of that, but everything has its limitations. So what the Rambam is saying is that uvdin d'chol k'derusha osa b'chol isn't wherever Chazal invoked that, it doesn't mean in absolute terms you can't do anything the way you do it during the week. In that particular formulation, it's limited to where there's a concern unto a malacha d'araisa. So uvdin d'chol is really a code word for a longer formulation that where doing something in the normal fashion could lead to a malacha deraisa, you're not allowed to do that. And that's a form or a expansion of a shvas. And if you look in the Rambam consistently, and all the Gemaras that we began with, the Rambam clearly associates those with specific concerns up to specific malachas. So for example, Parakaf Aleph, excuse me, Halacha Yitzayin, the Chayin Aser, I'm going to start before that. Lo Yasa Guma Besudar, Shelo Yasa Kedar Shosa Bechol, V'yavo L'shamer V'mishameres. V'chein Aser Litlos Etzah Mishameres, Kedar Shosa Bechol, Shema Yavo L'shamer. Right, so you can't do this because you may come to Mishamer. You may come to a Malacha Daraisa. And then a couple lachas later, Kafalat Yotes. Chavile Seya the Ezo the Cornis Chayotibahan Shechnis Lamachal Behema Mistapik Mehem the Kotein the Ochel the Rashi Etzba Osav. Right, that's more on Kof Kafches. Avalo B'yad or Harbe Shelo Yasek Derech Osav Bechol V'yavo Laduk. Perikaf Beis. Halacha Tes Zayin, the Chavis Gemara, the Chavis Mishnah, Nishvah Lo Chavis B'Shabbos, Matzali Mena Mashu Tzarech L'Shabbos Lo Il Orchav, V'Lavash L'Yisva B'Yayin, Oyitavei Hashemen, Shem Yasek Derech Osu B'Chol, Shema Yavo Lidei Schita. Right, so as opposed to Rashi, the Rambam has Shema Yavo Lidei Schita modifying both Yisva B'Yayin and Yitapeach B'Shemen. And again, we're concerned about a specific malacha. To contrast it with the Ran, the Ran there, in the beginning of Perek Chavis, Diber Maskol Tana, the Ran writes, Afa gav deleka mishum schita. Asir Rabbanan Bechmiru Shelo Yasek Derushu Kiderachol Afil Bebeso. So when it comes to Svigas Yayin, the Ran says there is no concern of Svika. And nevertheless, you can't do it Kiderachol. Mishum Zeras Rishus Harabim De Tilto Tzarechot Sahu Kihechi De Asru Kli Mecham Lesel Mehai Taima. So here the Ran does connect it to a potential daraisa, a different one. There's no skita, but we're worried if you're gonna sponge it up, so you may move it, and then you may come to hotzah. Okay. Back to the Rambams in Perikaf Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. Perikaf Aleph Yud Aleph. Hamadavik peiros ad sheyasuk gufach yeyasuk gufach chaim shema amir lefikach mishin espazul peiros b'chatzero melakit al yad v'okel. So if your fruit scattered all over the place, you can pick them up one by one. Aval lo yitein lo l'sochasav lo l'sochakupa kiderosh osu b'chol shem yasek kiderosh osu b'chol shema yich b'shem b'yado b'sochakupa v'yav l'idei imun. You're concerned that if you're going to do it normally, you may come to pile them up in a way that violates Imor, that violates Ma'amir. The Ramban there says that it's Mexi Kibower, not Ma'amir. Okay. So these are all cases so far where the Gemara explicitly uses the terminology of Shalayasa Kedarash Osa Bechol, and the Rambam connects the specific applications to a concern about specific malachas. There are other cases where the Gemara is not explicit about Uvdin Chol, and the Rambam has a similar connection nevertheless. Perek of Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Ein Sachin es HaKarka Vafilu Haya Ratzef Bavanim. So you can't smooth down the ground, even if it's lined with stones. You can't rinse it. If we're going to allow you to smooth down the ground, so you may come lashvuye gumos. If that's the case, that the Gemara doesn't explicitly say liyasek derushos b'chol, the Rambam does, and the Rambam says it's because of a concern shema blank here shema yavo lashvuye gumos. Then take a look at the Rambam perek gimel halachi ches in the context of Rediyas Hapas. It has to, if you're putting it in before Shabbos, it has to reach a certain stage of baking before Shabbos begins. So if you put it in too close to Shabbos, and it's already Shabbos, and it didn't reach that stage of baking, you shouldn't use the regular kli for removing the dough. So here, the Rambam says you shouldn't use the regular baker's, what's the English word for that thing? Marden. Yeah.
Spatula.
No. Better word. I'm sorry?
Paddle.
I don't think so.
So we don't do it as a pass anymore.
Right. Well, yes, yeah, don't break bread that way. Whatever. So, but the Rambam here says, Kadosh Yosef Bechol, but here the Rambam, I'm sorry?
Pizza peel.
Not making pizza. The Rambam wasn't making pizza.
Can you say that?
But anyway, so Rambam here says you shouldn't do a kedusha osa b'chol, but the Rambam doesn't tell you a specific malacha that we're concerned unto. However, lest you worry that the Rambam is inconsistent, if you look at Perek Kaf Beis, Halacha Aleph, so this is the Rambam's, in the context of various Drabbanans, these are the Prakim and Drabbanans, the Rambam begins Perek Kaf Beis, Rediyah Sapas, Afvish Eina Malacha Asru Asacham Shema Yavalefos, Hamadik Pas Betanur Bevayom, Mekidish Lavayom, Asim and Matzah Gibel Sudos, Afvish Rediyah Eina Malacha, Shumatzah Yadar Bimarda, Elabasakin, Kedei Lishanos. So the Rambam said, I read through it. Rediyah Sapath Avisha Eina Malacha Asru Asachachamim Shema Yavo Lefos. So the Rediyah Sapath is Shema Yavo Lefos. Okay. The one Rambam that doesn't seem to fit into this pattern is Perek Kaf Aleph Halacha Kaf Ches. The Rambam writes, Kaf Aleph Kaf Ches, Sachin Umimash Meshiv Ibnei Me'ayim, V'Shabbos, V'hu She'yosof V'yimash Mesh B'bas Achav K'dei Shelo Yasa K'dei Shelo Yasa B'chol. So, that's the Gemara we saw, that you can rub or lie with oil or rub in the Me'ayim and Shabbos if you do it in a way Lo Yasek Derech Yosef Achol. And here the Rambam doesn't tell you Shema X. So last time we learned Masechta Shabbos, or last time I gave Shirim on Shabbos, when the yeshiva, whatever year the yeshiva did Shabbos, maybe 2013, something like that.
Yeah.
2014. Okay. Yeah. So
We just thought that the general context of the Rambam was Shchita Samavanim.
Very good. So you're mechaving to the Uvdin Lechol.
Oh.
So last time I looked at, I worked on the sugya. Last time Shiva and Shabbos, I left this with a Sarachian, but the bride is mechaving to the Baal Mechaber Uvdin Lechol. Who says that? He leaves it with a Tzarachim Katan, he's not convinced, but he says maybe the Ram doesn't need to because it's all in the context of things that are also Mishum Refua and Mishum Shkita Samamanim, and it's self understood that that's the Shema concern, and the Ram doesn't have to spell it out. Okay, but be that as it may, take it or leave it, even if that one Rambam of Sakhan and Mashmashin may not fit in entirely, but there does seem to be a pretty consistent pattern in the other Rambams that every Uvdin Lechol is strongly associated with a specific Zera, Shema, Yavo, Lidei, Malacha, X. The confusion is in the other Rishonim, where it may be harder to find the common ground between all the applications of Uvdin Lechol. The Teferis Yisrael, it is Kalkel Shabbos, Akdamah to Masechta Shabbos, so he outlines three categories of Uvdin Lechol. Now, he doesn't really go through what fits with what we've shown him, but he says Uvdin Lechol comes up in three Ofan. So, Ofan number one is Chachamim asserted something that is domeh to one of the malachas. So his example of that is the Gemara that we saw of Sudrin, that you can strain wine through a sudr as long as you don't make a guma, because that is domed to the malacha of mishamer, or the malacha of bar. That's not necessarily so different than the second category, which is something that's usher midirabbanan, lest you come to a specific malach. So that, we saw the Rambam, that's every Uvdin Lechol for the Rambam. That's the Teferis Yisrael second category. Category number one is something that looks like a malacha. So if that's a separate category, something that looks like a malacha, even if we're not concerned per se that you may come to violate the malacha. And category number two is where there's a specific consideration that you may come to violate that malacha. You're trying to figure out categorization. So there's a Chuvas HaRivash, Simon Kuf Pei Dalid, which is reflected in Shulchan Aruch, one of the Seifim that we skipped in Shin Kaf Aleph. Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Yud, Nechabe writes, Aser Ligror Hagvina V'Shabbos B'morag Charet Bal Pipios. You're not allowed to grate cheese and Shabbos with a grater. Why not? So this is based on the Chuvas HaRivash, Simen, Kuf, Pei, Dalet. The Rivash says that it's like Pilpulin Berechayim. Goes to the Rashba. That you can't grind the chardal berechayim shelo, because it's ki'uvd in the chol. Ki ashchika afma muteresi. So grinding itself would be mutter. Ela shebazeh efshar lechalik. The shani pilpulin v'chardal berechayim shelohen shehu regilos lishchok behen harbe biyachad. So where the norm is to grind large quantities, misham hachi dami de uvde dechol, that is dome le uvde dechol. The dome le uvde dechol was a step lower than uvde dechol. He said the dome le uvde dechol. Avav l'kli zeh, ein derech ligro el mashe tzarech l'shaita. But in this cheese grater, you only use small quantities. So he says that would be a reason to potentially be mako, but ultimately he thinks that that is also asa mishum uvdin dechol or domed uvdin dechol. So that's not, there's no specific zera you may come to a malacha here. Right, if you're grading, if we're assuming that grading the cheese be'etzem is not a violation of tochein, either ein tchina shelo begidulei karka, or even if there is, you're doing el alter, whatever the details are, but we're assuming that there's no violation of tochein here. So if you're going to use a grader, you're not potentially coming to any malacha deraisa. And yet, the Rivash says it's also because of dum yadub den lechol. So if anything, that sounds like the Tiferes Yisrael's first category of something that looks like a malacha, is you're doing this in the same fashion that you would do other applications of tochein, even if there's no specific concern that you may come to tochein if you get carried away. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this reasoning in Sukkot and Lamed Vav, Shin Kaf Aleph Lamed Vav. Balaz ribeisen, the kind of a grater. Tekevan shakli miyuchelakach hareza derechol. The dami l'shkikas tavli b'mechteshes. Since it's a kli miyuchelakach, it is derechol, like shkikas tavli b'mechteshes, which was the earlier application we discussed last time. The Mishnah Berurah and people got them have of Uvna Dechol. So I didn't, but Kliyachar am Yuchalakach. Yes, in this Rivash, again, there's no specific concern that you may come to a Malacha. Presumably, according to the Rambam, there'd be no basis for asering this cheese grater. But, at least in the categories of the Tiferes Yisrael, Tiferes Yisrael doesn't quote this example. But at least in his categories, it would fit into his category one, that you have something that looks like a malacha, even if it's not necessarily going to lead to performing that malacha. And then the Kalkel Sashabis has a third category, which is tircha. It's something that involves tircha yisayrasa, could also be included in Uvdin Dechol. And he quotes as an example the Din of Mephan and David Behe Kupas. Right, so that we said is potentially Mishum Tircha, even though the Gemara, as far as I know, right, doesn't invoke Kedoshu Otsu Bechol in explaining that Din of Mephan. Right. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Lo chashinu l'tircha the Shabbos." The potential concern is one of tircha. But the Kalkal Sashav says this may be included in another application of Uvdin Dechol. So broadly speaking, that fits in with the famous Ramban in Parshas Emor. Even though the Ramban also doesn't use the terminology of Uvdin Dechol there. Right? The relevant line of the Ramban, Kaf Gimel, where the Ramban paints a picture of the Shabbos that looks very much like a weekday, even if you don't violate any Daraisa, and the Ramban's notion of Tishvos. So he writes, nearly Shemedesh is a Lomar, Shinitzavina min a Torah, Lias Lanu Minucha Biyantiv, Afila Midvarim She'ena Malacha. Lo she yitra kol yom dindo ratfuos v'lishkal aperos v'matanos l'mali achavios yayim. Right, you shouldn't be toreich all day in these involvements, these pursuits. V'lifnos akelim gam avam yibaisa baisa makum l'makum. Im aisa yim v'kavis chomet v'lasas n'ulas v'layla yu'omsa malachamorim, etc., etc. L'kach amr tor shabbason she yayom shvisa menucha lo yom torech. So, in the big picture, the Ramban expresses this in terms of tircha, that it shouldn't be a day of tircha of all these pursuits. It should be a day of shvisa menucha, not a day of torah. But that's not necessarily the same as or an application of Uvdin Dechol per se. In the Sefer Uvdin Dechol in the Beurim Siman Aleph, he's mitzayin the following Ran in the Ritva. The Ran, the Shita L'Ran, Kufnin Heyam the Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ein Obsin as a Gamel." You can't overstuff a camel. Says the Ran, Perish Mishum Tircha Yisei Rasa Umishum de Mefzik Uvdin Lechol. There's Tircha Yisei Rasa in overstuffing the camel, and there's Mefzik Uvdin Lechol. Shekei Derech HaTaya in Arhofen Bimin Baros, they must say Lehem Makam Liknos Mispa Lagamayam, but Osen Osan Beishav Kishir Ochlam Lashlosh Yam Ladal Yam. If you're going to stuff the camel because you're going to take a road trip for a few days, so that involves Tirchi Yaseira, and it's Mefzik Uvdin Dechol. So it sounds like these are two separate things. It's not that Tirchi is Uvdin Dechol. Tirchi is something separate and distinct from Uvdin Dechol. Now what Uvdin Dechol would this fit into? I'm not sure. Meaning it's not up to a specific malacha. It's probably not even domed to malacha, because what malacha is stuffing a camel domed to? Right? It doesn't really fit into any of the applications, broadly speaking, of Uvdin Dechol that we've seen so far. But in the Ran, it sounds like these are two separate things. Tirchi Yaseira and Mefzik Uvdin Dechol. Similarly, the Ritva, Kuf Kaf Avu Mebeiz, on the Din of Mefanin, Kuf Kaf Avu Mebeiz, Igal Medak in K Mahi Tiru Meach Nasas Orchim Bito Besamedrish Dafila Beloach Nasas Orchim Shari. So the Ritva previously established that we're talking about something that's not Muksa. But it's not Muksa, then what's the Yisr? Yeshlomar Di Tiru Uvdin Dechol Vitircha Yisera. Ramatir Uvdin Dechol and Tircha Yisera. Again, it sounds like two separate things. Now you'll recall we started with the Ritva in Sukkah, and that's it with the Gemara. There, the Ritva only calls it Uvdin Dechol. But the Rishba here on Shabbos calls it Uvdin Dechol V'Tirach Yisera. You got the impression that there are two potentially separate considerations.
Just going back to the Rishbash.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting the Rishbash in the first category, that he's saying that using the Kli just looks like the Kli you call the copy looks like it's during the week.
It's Doma to Malacha. I don't have anywhere else to put it.
So why can you use a strainer if it's already subtle? You mentioned before, if like your water is totally clear, you can use a strainer.
So that's you're saying if the consideration of a studer with the guma, or by his extension of the morag by the cheese, is that it looks like a malacha. So why is that any worse than using a mishameres itself by yayin sulin? You're asking. So maybe if it's Yayin Sulin, so that doesn't look like a melacha because it's clear that there's nothing to strain. If it's using a strainer or a kli where there's nothing to strain, doesn't look like a melacha. But using a grater where there's something to grate does look like a melacha. You have to say something along those lines. Yeah.
According to the Tiferes Yisrael, all these gemara about Nefsi Kibishkol, Nefsi Kiborer, they're all Ovdin Mechol according to him.
All these gemaras, like what?
There are a bunch of, I don't remember every single one on top of my
head,
but there's one gemara that says, this is also because of Nefsi Kibishkol, this is also because it's Nefsi Kiborer, like by the mustard seeds or whatever. So those are...
That's not necessarily Ovdin Mechol, it could be... As he's saying, wherever... Or maybe it is. I mean, it basically means to say that anytime we you know, say that something's us because it looks like a malacha, that's, yeah, so I guess so maybe that is. Maybe that's all that category one goes in the hall. Okay, so again, the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that Tircha is another category of Uvdin Dechol. So we noted that it's not clear anywhere in the Gemara that Uvdin Dechol is Tircha associated in any of the context of the Gemara, for example, Kedosh Shavuos Bechol. We noted, at least in the Ram, the Ritva, there's a Mashmas that Uvdin Dechol and Tircha are two separate things. We noted that the Ramban of the Torah, broadly speaking, talks about his Tishvos in the context of Tircha, but that doesn't necessarily devolve to Uvdin Dechol. And then we should note a Be'er Halacha in Shin Tes Vav Sif Hei. Be'er Halacha, the end of Dibur Maskil L'Tafila. And here he's talking about folding a folding bed. So he says, "Yikal Makam Esam Din Avshata Samita Zu Rafi Yadi." So this din of unfolding a bed is unclear. Can I see the Kama Kama Shasu Chazam Yishim Tirka the Shabbos? Because Anabi Epsha the age of Shitaso Mishim Tirka Bitsarakhi. So he doesn't know where you draw the line in terms of Tirka on Shabbos. There are cases where Tirka is a problem. But we don't know where you draw the line. He's deciding, for example, that din of Osin as Hagamal, right? So Shin Kavdal is Siftas, Ein Osin as Hagamal. There the Mishavura says that's because of tircha yisera. He knows in the Sharitzia, not in the Rambam, right? The Rambam says there is a gzeira shem yavali de kisishas kinyos. That's consistent in the Rambam, as we saw, that that's al jemalacha. But otherwise, he says, ain't no sin is a problem with tircha. That's what we saw in the Ran, uvdin dechol or tircha. The Mishmaru says, it's not clear, beyond the examples that Chazal give of tircha, we draw the line and what's asim shem tircha. Chazan ish, simen nun beis os yud, quotes this berlacha, and he says, we have no reason to extend any iser tircha beyond where Chazal applied it.
That's not really what the
Mishnah
said. He just said he's not sure.
He says he's not sure. So the Chazan says he should be sure.
What was that?
The Chazan says he should be sure. He should be sure that the answer is no.
Oh.
Mishnah said, Sarafia, and where do you draw the line? It's how do you know whether to expand the Yisrael Tercha? The Chazan says, we know. You don't expand it. It's Eilecha Ba'ol Chidusha, so to speak. You have no license to extend it beyond where Chazal invoked it. So exactly how Tircha fits in as within the fall, I think remains a little bit unclear. And then Achronim raised another consideration or a value, broadly speaking, within the fall that's even less clear where that comes from in terms of primary sources. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Siman Shin Tes Vav Sif Yadalid, Shin Tes Vav Sif Yud Dalid, in the Din of Mishameres, he says, even though, technically speaking, hanging a Mishameres on Shabbos shouldn't be a problem of Oel, even Oel Arai, nevertheless, here we answer it, Shelo Yasek Nereshu Oso Bacho, Mishum Zilzil Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos here. Mishum Zilzil Shabbos. I said, you don't find in Rishonim here, but the Alter Rebbe has a line that we ask her Tlias Mishameres because of Zilzul Shabbos, and that's to Yasek Kedosh Yosef Bechol. Similarly, Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Tes Vav Yud Dalid, Shin Tes Vav Yud Dalid, also says by Mishameres, Kedei Shelo Yizalzel B'Shabbos. The Mereshes Moshe Siman Kuf Pei quotes from Reb Chaim Na also, Badi Shulchan Kuf Mem Vav, the lack of Kavod Shabbos. And Reb Moshe invokes this in his tshuva about timers. Chela Dalet Siman Samech. He writes, "Yesh tam gadol less or mitam acher, does he lose the Shabbos? Yes, he loses the yontif. Also, bekamet varim, bekevan shabarish ikas he loses the Shabbos, but bechal iser zeh memela. After the iser zeh beyichud, the kol inyan he loses huwa iser. So, he loses the Shabbos is a broad concept that could encompass things never envisioned by Chazal." The Gan Pashal in Yisaiti, the Osa Davar Shu Zilus of the Shabbos, who over be a Dayim, Al Chiva Kava. Shemashma Shu Gankin Chiva Torah Shu Disparshu Aydin Avim, Ramu Periklamit, etc. So if you violate Zilus of the Shabbos, you're violating Kava Shabbos as well. Shuvas Chelkas Yaakov, Chelik Ala Simen Kuzayin, Chelik Ala Simen Kuzayin, writes, that you're not allowed to put dirty clothing, this is our Yaakov Reish, you're not allowed to put dirty clothing in a washing machine on Shabbos. If you're not going to turn it on. Just putting it there in the store because it's dirty, you want to put it somewhere. So you can't put your clothing in a washing machine on Shabbos because of Ovdin Dechol. See, he says, just like there are various considerations or instances where Chazal asks for something, you should Ovdin Dechol, lest you come L'Day Melacha. He says here too, you may come L'Day Melacha. It sounds like he's worried that there may be some water in the washing machine and you may come to a Malabe, Shriyos, and Yibuso. He says, it's in the spirit of Uvdin Dechol not to put your clothing in the washing machine on Shabbos. The Debrit Seder argues, Chubas Ber Moshe, Felik Aleph, Simen, Lamed, Beis. Can you put dirty kids' clothing on Shabbos into the Mechonah Shel Tvisa washing machine belaz, where there's no water, and you unplug it before Shabbos, totally clean. Normally, if it's during the week, you put it there so not to smell up the rest of the house. So you want to put it there on Shabbos so it doesn't smell up the rest of the house. He says, Achana, there's no problem with Achana because you're doing it not to smell it to have some Shabbos. And Uvdin Dechol, if it's not plugged in, he doesn't think there's any Uvdin Dechol consideration. You can tell me you're worried, you may come to turn it on, it's unplugged. He doesn't think that, fits into Uvdin Dechol. Ah, you're worried about Maris Ayin. So Marzayin is only something that you would normally do outside, you can't even do it inside. But something that you always do inside, we're not considered by Marzayin. So he thinks that it's mutter to put dirty clothing in a washing machine on Shabbos as long as, he says, as long as it's unplugged, there's no way that you would come to use it. Generally speaking, what about extending Uvdin Dechol to examples that Chazal didn't have? The Chalkas Yaakov clearly assumes that that's not a problem. Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer as well. Chela Gimel Simen Tezayin Perek Yud Aleph. Chela Gimel Simen Tezayin Perek Yud Aleph. He says that, not exactly sure the Matisse he's talking about, but setting up a microphone before Shabbos in such a way on a Shabbos clock that no one's going to do anything on Shabbos, and I'm not sure what noise is being conveyed through this microphone on the Shabbos clock. But he says that even if you do it in such a way that you're not bothering any locals, there's still Zilusa, the Shabbos, the Yantiv, and don't tell me a manu lizor zeros midatenu that you can't make up zeros. This isn't making up a zera. This is an extension of zilus of the Shabbos that we find in other contexts. It's an extension of mepsi uvdin dechol. Just as many of the later poskim or the earlier poskim have the notion of mepsi uvdin dechol, even though it's not an exempt Mar gave of Lo Yasek Adosh Yosef B'chol, that's okay, that's not considered being Gozer Gzeira Me'atzmei. Chuvas Marshad, Chelet Bey Simen Yud Gimel, Chelet Bey Simen Yud Gimel in discussing using a wheelchair on Shabbos. So he notes that some people wanted to Aser riding a bicycle on Shabbos because of Uvdin Dechol. So most folks could assume that there's a problem with riding a bicycle on Shabbos. Uvdin Dechol may be one of the considerations. And the Marashag says, Einam Ladu Lechadesh Zeros, that's Nega. That you can't just invoke Uvnei Dechol to in new contexts. Right, he quotes Tshuvas Shelas Yaakov, who's one of the his contemporary Hungarian poskim, the generation after the Maharam Shek, who says about writing a Baitiklach on Shabbos, she'adam yoshev aleha v'hu ba'atma b'galga v'raglav, v'ayidei zeh ha'baitzikel v'zgalga v'holek v'hiris, v'molech es adam yimo maher, she'mitzat v'yam rozen l'asar v'shabbos v'shut uvde l'chol. He says, what uvde l'chol? Engel in the Kaddish, zeros midat eivim. So, yes. Uvdin Lechol, he's not bothered by Uvdin Lechol. And the Ravadi also, Yabia Omer Chela Gyud Arachayim Sim Kavzayim, Chela Gyud Arachayim Sim Kavzayim, the Shaila was also about a Shabbos Bach. He says, Ein Lanu Lechadesh Zeros Chadoshos, the Arkar Chasimus Atam. There is a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer about going on a train on Shabbos. Chelak Vav Simin Sadi Vav. The Chasam Sofer, the gist of the tshuva is about Malfligim Mesvina. He goes to the sheet of the Shadim of Ein Malfligim Mesvina. He says, even though it's the case that a train may be much better than a Svina as far as Ein Malfligim Mesvina, but going in a train, or traveling in a train on Shabbos, even if enough is doing all the work, there's still a violation of the Rabban's Tishbos, because he says, if you're on a boat in a permissible way, you got on the boat more than 3 days before Shabbos, you're on the boat, so you're not really moving, or you don't perceive yourself as moving. You're sitting in your cabin, having your Shabbos Suda and learning all day. But if you're on a train, so you're more actively moving, and you're going in a direction, and that's a violation of the Ramban's Tishmas. That's how the Chasam Sofer seems to conclude. Rav Schechter tells the story that when Professor Lev was a student in Columbia, he had a class on Friday. I'm sorry? Professor Lev. Nachum Lev?
Oh, okay.
And Professor Lev is a student in Columbia. He had a class that was late on Friday afternoon, and there's no way that he could go to the class and be back in Brooklyn in time for Shabbos. So Yaakov Kamenetsky told him that he, as long as he gets onto the subway before Shabbos, that's fine. I mean, you put your token, you use that tokens, remember? You probably don't remember. Right? You just have such a thing as a token. You get into the subway, you have to buy a token and put the token in the subway. So now they're getting rid of MasterCard here. So Yaakov said to him, if you get into the subway before Shabbos, you don't carry anything, just put the token in, and then you come out of Brooklyn when it's already Shabbos, that's fine. So Professor Lev said to him, but it doesn't look right to walk out of the subway station in the middle of from Brooklyn. So the office has to get out one station earlier and walk the rest of the way. But most folks don't assume the way. Yeah, most folks would assume like the Chasam Sofer that you don't go on trains, you shouldn't go on trains on Shabbos. Whether that's within the hall, not necessarily, or is it use of the Shabbos, or Adu Malacha, or any other potential consideration. The Shabbos says that when they put up they installed the Shabbos elevator in Morg many decades ago, so it made a lot of noise, so the Talmidim complained to the Rav that isn't that a violation of the roof of the hole? The Rav didn't think that was Uvdin Lechol. So there's aside from the Rambam, I think there's still a fair amount of confusion as to exactly how to categorize Uvdin Lechol. You have to work with Rishonim and figure out. I didn't have a chance to read all the 600 pages in the Sefer. Maybe he'll clarify everything. We have to try to figure out what the parameters are. This is at least a basic structure to work with. Okay, so Mirza Hashem, I think we decided that we will have our Bechina on Monday of Hanukkah, following our Hanukkah lunch. Right, so lunch 12.